The United Kingdom is still pretty much in disarray, politically and economically, after last week's vote to walk away from the European Union.
The ruling Conservative Party is in the midst of an uncertain battle to replace resigning Prime Minister David Cameron.
The other major party, the Labour Party, is in revolt as members of Parliament are trying to force out their leader, Jeremy Corbyn.
Credit rating agencies are downgrading the UK's bond rating and have a negative outlook on the country's economy.
And later today, Prime Minister Cameron will be facing Europe's other 27 leaders for the first time since that vote, something he will likely be asked to explain.
All this is happening as many in Britain remain furious and perplexed by the decision to walk away from the 28-nation trading bloc, the world's largest collective economy.
Furious and perplexed, that really captures the way many young people are feeling in the UK. A vast majority of young people voted to stay in the European Union. Many of them are planning a protest today. And let's bring in interest Frank Langford, who is in London. And Frank, some chatter behind you. Where exactly are we finding you this morning?
Yeah, I'm at the Royal College of Art in a cafe, and there are a bunch of students here making posters for a protest later today. And they've got a lot of cardboard and spray paint, and they're cutting out pictures of some of the politicians who've been involved in the Brexit vote.
Not the kind of art you normally think of at the Royal College of Art, I gather.
No, but this is a very, very political time, so very appropriate.
Well, what are the messages? I don't know if you can see any of them on their placards, what message are they sending? What are they talking about when it comes to the vote and its aftermath?
They're really, really angry.
Okay.
They're afraid about the future, and they also feel like some politicians have misled them. And they also feel that, for them, some future opportunities have been sort of being snatched away by leaving the EU. I was talking to a guy named Elijah Kinney. He's a U.S.-born Brit passport holder. He graduated from here a little while ago. He feels like voters really damaged his future and that of millions of other students. Here's how he put it.
A lot of the opportunities to be able to move abroad and just kind of go off to France or Paris for a couple years and go work there, part of the EU, has changed dramatically. And especially I'm in the arts, and that has to do with travel, and it has to do with collaborations between different countries and different firms that are doing things. So it does put a big spin and damper on things that would have been a possibility for me.
Now, when I was talking to Elijah, he was sitting with a teacher. His name's Flora McLean, and she said the referendum for her was really a rude awakening, and she thought her country, isn't the place that she thought it was. And I asked Flora this. What are your greatest fears?
All my fears basically have just come true. All my paranoia and skepticism about this country, based on this vote, is true.
And what were those fears before that now seem to be confirmed?
Ignorance, hatred, racism, selfishness, insular.
You know, Frank, I just think about where you are. You're at a royal art school. You're talking to a teacher, a student who talks about traveling abroad and sort of his career being in jeopardy now. I mean, it brings to mind what a lot of people have said about this vote, that there really were divisions by age and also class. I mean, is that fair?
Oh, very fair. And I think it's really fascinating if you look at the map and you also just talk to people. One of the students here that I talked to is a guy named Chris Pitway. He had grown up in a place called Dartford. It's outside of London, working middle class. Half of his friends never went to college. They all voted out. And here's how Chris explained it.
It seemed far more of a political protest vote as opposed to actually considering the effects of leaving the EU.
Do you think your friends in Dartford who voted to leave and never went to college, do you think they're going to be happy with this decision in 3 years?
To a certain extent, I think in their sort of political protest vote, they've already won, because the country seems in turmoil after 3 or 4 days. And yeah, I'm not sure.
Is that what they wanted?
Well, I don't think they know exactly what they wanted, because they've never been given the right information to judge a fair vote on.
So, Frank, this question of what people want, I mean, that still seems to be an open question in the country. And you know, the Brexiteers, the so-called Brexiteers who won this referendum, have been saying they have a plan to go forward and avoid, you know, the economic collapse that people are warning about. I mean, do they have a plan? Are people convinced they have a plan?
This is the big question. You know, they also, a lot of people here feel they were a bit misled, and there is a big question about whether there's a plan. Right now I'm looking at someone who's written a sign right next to me that says lies. And this guy, Elijah, this art school student, this grad that I was talking to, he was very articulate on this issue. Here's what he said.
I feel like the biggest lie was not having a plan. I think it's careless that would be something that was even considered, that there wouldn't...
It boggles my...
It just boggles my mind that it was something
they
that...
They didn't think they were going to win.
Yeah. They didn't think they were going to
win. Raj looks totally shocked.
So clearly, feelings here are really still very raw. People are confused and angry, and they still don't really have a sense of where all this is headed.
All right, we've been talking to NPR's Frank Langfitt in London, where there are planned protests today in the aftermath of the Brexit vote. Frank, thanks a lot.
Happy to do it, David.